Right now, let's bring in a guy who's passing along this passive weather news, Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And we have showers in the forecast today. Not much going on now. There could be a thunderstorm. Most of the rain right now is over the eastern third of our state, sailing northward into Massachusetts. But there is a front in western Pennsylvania that's moving our way. So that could cause some showers and maybe a little thunder today. It will all move out by early tonight. And then partly cloudy in the mid-50s. You'll have a much nicer Thursday. 65 to 70, partly cloudy. Cooler weather seeps in Friday, sunny. 55 to 60, sunny Saturday, low 60s. Sunny Sunday, 60 to 65. So we are definitely keeping our pledge for nice weather over the weekend. It will get wet again on Monday, which of course is going to be Halloween. It's going to be trick-or-treaters. So right now it looks a little bit on the soggy side.
And Sunday night is when we turn the clocks back, right?
No. Saturday. That happens the following week.
Oh, the following
week?
Doesn't
the following happen. Weekend.
Oh.
Right. No, not this Saturday, folks. Don't listen to Marshall. He'll have you late for work on Monday.
So
no, it's the following week. It's November 4th or 5th, whatever it is. November 5th.
Okay, so those of you that were listening about 35 minutes ago, just completely wiped that statement out of your mind.
November 5th is when clocks go back 1 hour.
5th.
And, of course, they're voting on to abolish that whole thing. You know that.
Yeah, well, the Senate's already approved to abolish it. Just got to get all these members in the House of Representatives to vote on it.
Yeah, and they say that once they vote on it, it'll still take a while before they put that into effect.
Oh, it won't go into effect until the clocks go ahead, and then that'll be it. You know, it's back to regular time, and that'll
be it. In March. March.
Yeah. So then, you know, we won't really recognize the change until next November.
Right, until next November.
We'll have a little.
Yeah, and I told you yesterday, I'm not looking forward to that because all of our maps and data come from the National Weather Service, and they stay on standard time. So that means all the maps will be coming out 1 hour later, because as of next weekend, we start getting all our data an hour earlier, and it works well for us. Not so much in the summer or other seasons, but it works well for us in the wintertime when we're watching winter storms. We get to see the models and the data earlier so we could update. But, you know, like everything else, you'll get used to it, right?
We try.
Yeah, you get used to it. I have to tell you. I got back from school last evening, which was about 5:45. And I said, you know what? It's going to be a little while before I eat dinner. I got to tune in to The Patient because I have to see it's the final episode. And I was just dying to see what was going to happen. I'll tell you, Marshall, that was some finale. I'm not letting the cat out of the bag in any way, shape, or form, but it was some finale. Is that the way I wanted it to turn out? No. There still leaves a little room there. They say there won't be a second season, but there's a little room for a second season, so we'll have to see what happens there. But I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the finale. So you better get watching. There's 10 episodes. You better get watching.
Those episodes will be up there forever now.
Now they'll be up there forever. Now, all of the earlier episodes are very short. They're like 20 to 30 minutes. But not this one. The finale was, I think, was close to like 40 minutes. Double. So.
Well, that's another thing I like about the streaming services. If they want to take extra time, to have extra time to develop the shows, you know, the shows don't all run, like network shows have to run a certain time, boom, 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 like either 56 minutes or so. But with streaming services, different episodes can be as low as 25, 30 minutes and go as high as an hour, hour and 5 minutes.
Right.
I like that. It's an expandable format where you it's just easier to watch. I don't, you know, and also there's no commercials, so.
Well, if you have that version of Hulu, I don't. So I have commercials.
I get rid of all of them. I get rid of all the commercials.
You get rid of them.
Yep. There's I think you pay $6 or $8 a month extra.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? So that is on the three services that I got rid of it on. So it cost me an extra $26, $27, maybe $30 a month. I don't care. You know, I don't care. People say to me, aren't you upset with the inflation in the supermarket? Or, no. Why not? Because I don't look at the prices. I pay my credit card at the end of the month. If I looked at the prices, I'd go crazy.
Yeah, really?
I bought some short ribs the other day. And a year and a half, 2 years ago, it was like $8 to $10 for the package. I looked, $20. $20 for a package of short ribs. That's why I don't look at the prices. I don't want to be upset by it.
Yeah, I was at the supermarket yesterday just to get a few things. And, I mean, eggs, you know, just the cost of eggs has gone up. Everything is just like, you know, much more expensive.
And it's there's a middleman involved in there. But it's also the fact that, you know what? Supply chain, everything, it costs more. The stores can't have to pay more to people that work for them because people aren't taking jobs like they used to.
Right.
So I mean, it's the deck is stacked against you. It really is. But you know what? It's one of those things. So you know, around here we're lucky enough to have food pantries, and what's great about them is the limits they set for people to go. Are so low that if you need food in our area, there's a pantry to help you out in any one of the towns.
Right, which is nice.
Yeah, and for everybody else, well, yeah. I mean, I look back when I had the full family, the full house, right? Yeah, it was a little tougher. You know, you got a couple boys that play football, so you got to buy like. Every week you got to buy like 4 gallons of milk. You know, it's families are really, really put under the gun. Really put under the gun with what it costs for food. And also, if you have young kids, I'm just astonished at what the cost of diapers are. I'm just astonished.
Really?
I used to get them for $1 a bag, you know, 12 or 24 diapers for $1. People laugh at me now when I say that. So, anyway, it is what it is. But yeah, I just don't. It's like when I go to the pump, twice a week, whether I need to or not, because instead of like waiting till the car's empty and putting in like $45 worth of fuel, each time I go, I put in like $18 worth. It makes me feel better. Even though I'm paying more at the pump, it makes me feel better.
Right.
I'm crazy like that, Pat. I'm crazy.
Well, you know, I've been the prices at the pump were cheaper in New Jersey than they are here in New York. I don't get that either. What I have seen, and I'm sure you have too, you know, you're at, and I'm talking about the same brand of gas, whatever it may be. But let's just right now just say Exxon and Nanuet. Is $3.59 for regular. Now, you just go down about a mile and you pass over to the next town, so you're in Nyack. And it's $3.99.
Yeah, it's the same thing here. You go from town to town and the prices are all different. Same gas.
How could they do that? How could the gas company, you know, the gas company, not all of them, how could the gas company allow their stations all in the same area to have different prices?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fair. I don't think it's fair at all.
It's crazy. It really is. But yeah, it's the same way up here. It's the same way up here. You go to a different town and there's a different price.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, there's no price for the forecast. We give that out free.
We sure do. And after today's showers, you have basically fair, bright, dry, and pleasantly cool weather right through your weekend.
And you're sure you don't want to give us a little bit of, telling us a little bit of what happened at the end of the patient?
No, not at all. My sister's been watching it religiously. She asked me last night, and she goes, "Tell me, does this happen? Does that?" I said, "I am not telling you a word. Go watch it."
And you didn't really like the way it ended, then?
I liked what they did. They did an excellent job. I wanted something else to happen. I would have been happier it turning out opposite of what it did. But they did an excellent job. Fabulous. I'd give it a 5+5 all the way around.
All right.
Yep.
The patient.
The patient.
Be patient with me, Pat, and I'll watch the patient.
Okay, and I'll see your review.
Yeah. See, that's one of those words that used to always get the Pope upset. He could never understand, like in English, patient can mean several different things.
Right.
We have lots of words that mean different things.
Right. Yeah. When I put prophet on the board last night at my class, my religion class, one girl raised her hand and says, "Well, that's money that you make from selling something." I said, no. Look at the word. Think about it. Yep.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yep.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day today.
I want you to do the same, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, take care.
Bye. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.